We're going to demonstrate today the methods we routinely use to collect placental samples which are suitable for RNA analysis, DNA analysis and histological analysis. These methods are described in a little more detail in the paper which is referenced on the screen in front of you now. So this is a delivered human placenta. This surface is the chorionic surface, the chorionic plate with the umbilical cord, and the baby is at the end of the cord. The other surface is the maternal surface, the basal plate, and this is in contact, direct contact with the maternal decidua. And on this side, we can see the individual lobules and cotyledons of the placenta. On this particular placenta, there are quite a few blood clots around the edge, and here's another one here. The membranes, the amnion and chorion, remain attached to the placenta, and they're here. These have been pierced to allow the delivery of the baby, but you can see they are very thin, quite large and stretchy, although in fact they are quite tough and difficult to pierce. We photograph both surfaces of the placenta with a ruler for scale, and we also measure across the widest point and the narrowest point. We also measure the depth of the placenta using a cocktail stick to pierce the placenta and then measure with the ruler. The umbilical cord is purely fetal tissue, uncontaminated with any maternal cells, and is therefore a good source of pure fetal DNA or RNA. This can be collected for histology, DNA or RNA analysis, as we'll describe shortly. The amnion and chorion, the fetal membranes, can also be collected, as we'll demonstrate now. Because the membranes are so thin, it is much more efficient for processing to roll them up into what is colloquially described as a Swiss roll. This is done as follows. So the membranes are rolled and held in place by piercing with a cocktail stick. And after removal from the placenta, they are washed twice in phosphate buffered saline. The tissue is washed twice in PBS, that's phosphate buffered saline, and then transferred to formalin, where it's fixed for 24 hours at room temperature. After this period, it is transferred to 70% ethanol and then finally processed for histology by embedding in paraffin wax. Because we're interested in the villi where gas and nutrient exchange takes place, we sample from the basal plate. This is this surface which is in contact with the maternal decidua. We normally sample from four locations, avoiding sites of overt calcification or infarcts. For example, we would avoid this region here because that's calcified. So in this placenta, we would probably sample from here, 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 and here. For today's demonstration, we will only sample from one site, but we would, as I say, sample from all four. We keep track of each of the four locations and have pre-labeled tubes and petri dishes prepared for dissection and sample tubes with the appropriate materials in already pre-labeled. The placental tissue is washed twice in PBS and then transferred to a petri dish with PBS for the final dissection. Small pieces are then transferred into RNA later, tubes for frozen material, and formalin for fixation. All of these would normally be on ice, but for today's demonstration, they are not on ice, but as I say, they would be normally. So the basal plate, because it is in direct contact with the maternal decidua, is contaminated with maternal cells. We therefore remove 1 to 2 millimetres of this tissue from the surface of the basal plate prior to collecting the samples we will go on to analyse. This removes almost all maternal cellular contamination, although there is some contamination with maternal blood remaining, and this is unavoidable. So the tissue is washed in chilled PBS to remove maternal blood. This might not remove all of it, but it removes the vast majority. As you can see, the PBS has changed colour. Tissue is then transferred to a petri dish with chilled PBS for dissection. Small pieces, approximately 50 milligrams, are dissected and then blotted dry. Tissue for RNA analysis is transferred to RNA later. The ratio of tissue to RNA is typically 10 to 1. 10 parts RNA later to 1 part tissue. For DNA analysis, and this would include chromatin analysis, the tissue again is dissected into small pieces and blotted dry. These are placed on the side of the freezing vial, and importantly, they are not just placed at the bottom of the vial where they would all stick together as one large lump. These are then frozen in liquid nitrogen. Pieces of tissue are placed separately on the sides of the tube to allow them to be recovered and processed separately without thawing all the samples. Each piece of tissue is separate. Tissue is also collected for histological analysis. Again, after washing and dissection, it is placed into formalin and fixed for 24 hours. The duration of the fixation is tightly controlled, and although 24 hours is probably slightly excessive for tissue this size, consistency of fixation across the cohort is much more important. We therefore rigidly control fixation period and set it at 24 hours. Samples of the cord can be collected for histology, RNA, and DNA and chromatin as follows. So a piece of cord is detached from the placenta and then washed twice in cold PBS. The tissue is dissected in cold PBS in a petri dish. And each piece is blotted dry. One piece transferred to formalin and fixed for 24 hours. The second piece blotted, transferred to RNA later. Again, the ratio of RNA later to tissue needs to be 10 to 1. And a final piece dissected and frozen in liquid nitrogen. To allow some evaluation of the maternal spiral arterioles, a piece of placenta from the periphery is collected. This is taken without trimming off any decidual tissue from the basal plate. typically a wedge approximately 2 centimeters long is taken. And this is a full thickness section. This is washed twice in ice cold PBS. Blotted dry and transferred to formalin and fixed for 24 hours. A full thickness section from the chorionic plate all the way through to the basal plate can be taken from the middle of the placenta in a similar way to what we have just demonstrated. Before weighing the placenta, any remaining membrane is also removed. To allow evaluation of infarcts and calcification throughout the whole placenta, and also to allow generation of a three-dimensional reconstruction of the entire placental volume, we slice the placenta into multiple slices which are approximately 1 centimeter thick. This requires the use of a long lung knife, and this is therefore a significant hazard to the staff. Therefore, cut-resistant gloves are worn inside the standard laboratory gloves. These are not just simple woolly gloves. Thank you. So the placental slices are placed edge on to reveal areas of calcification. And these are then photographed with a scale as before. Regions of calcification can be identified.